This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Orioles win in spring training baseball 11-8. Man, late innings in spring training games are always fun. Let's talk some baseball as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. He's the Hall of Famer, Tim Kirchen from ESPN covering Major League Baseball. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. We've now had the offseason in the rear view. Orioles could still make a move conceivably before the start of the season. But what do you think of this team as it's currently constituted as we head into the season?
It's a playoff team. I'm pretty sure of that. I don't see them being the best team in the division. I think the Yankees are better than they are. I think the Red Sox have moved much closer to the Orioles with what they did. But I still think they're a playoff team. They've got some work to do. I'm a little surprised they didn't do more in the offseason, but their bullpen is sneaky good, especially if Felix Bautista comes back and is really good like a couple of years ago. But overall, it's a little confusing, but I still think, I'm still pretty sure they're going to make the playoffs with the team they have.
Well, Tim, I think one of the bigger question marks on this team is the starting rotation, where Tomoyuki Sugano, he's a complete question mark. Charlie Morton entering his age 41 season. Grayson Rodriguez, multiple stints on the IL last year. What do you think of their rotation?
Well, it needs some work. That was where I thought they would upgrade, and they didn't. Charlie Morton has an amazing arm, and I still think he's got really good stuff even at his age. But I look at their rotation, and even though Grayson Rodriguez and Zach Eflin are pretty good one and two, I'm just not sure you're going to get more than 160 innings out of your ace. Grayson Rodriguez has ace stuff, but with injury issues, I think you need to find out if he's ready to go 180, 200 innings. And do they have enough starting pitching? My guess is for the moment, their starting pitching is a little weaker than it should be, especially with all these injuries. But I think they can hit their way through it. Bullpen's good. But, yes, they could use some work and some help in that rotation.
We had Freddie Gonzalez on the show last week, obviously a multi-time major league manager and Brandon Hyde's right-hand man. Here in Baltimore up until he wasn't. And we asked him about Tommy Pham and some of the names that we were kind of focused on last season when it looked to us like this team was a little too young and a little too naive probably for its own good. And he was gushing about it and saying, I was right there with you. I was politicking Hyder for it. Like, we needed a presence, someone to get these kids in line and to keep guys from overswinging and just someone who'd been there, sort of done that. And not only did they not do that then, they haven't done it this whole offseason, which surprised him. I just wondered your reaction to that.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that with young players, you really need to bring a veteran presence in. Most really good teams have a wonderful mix of young guys and a couple of veterans at least who can show them the way. Now, Tyler O'Neill is not exactly in that category, but he's got a chance to be a very productive outfielder. Hit a home run today. But as far as showing people the way, yes, I thought they could go get another veteran who could show these young guys, you know, how to do this. But, you know, the young guys are another year older, and it's time for them to say, all right, we've been really good for 2 years now, been in the playoffs, we've got to do more, we've got to do it now in October. But veteran presence always helps, no matter what.
Talking with Tim Kirchens, Inside Access here on The Fan. Tim, speaking of that, and by the way, as an aside, I've fallen into a rabbit hole where I'm watching these video clips of you, and I think it's your son telling baseball stories on your podcast, which are fantastic, yes. By the way. The Palmer one about him knowing exactly,
Grand Slam.
Yeah. Like the guys who came up with the bases loaded knew exactly who they were. was amazing. So since you know more or forgot more about baseball than I know, the Orioles are trying to do it all young. Can you think of a team that has had success? Like, I can remember talking to John Smoltz after the Orioles lost to the Rangers in the playoffs, and he's like, yeah, we brought in Sid Bream and Terry Pendleton, and that helped us get over the top. Can you think of a team that did it all young and succeeded?
Well, the Orioles have succeeded the last 2 years, but all
I mean,
young
World Series,
and won the World Series.
Yes.
Well, that's a challenging question because, again, it really takes a veteran, especially a veteran in a starting rotation who walks to the mound like Jack Morris in 91 and says, all right, follow me, boys, and we're going to win the World Series here. So it's really, really hard to win the World Series without a veteran presence, especially at the top of your rotation. But, you know, that's what this season's going to be all about. How much of an advancement do the young players take? And then what are they going to do at the trade deadline, which, again, is a really important time. If they need somebody, they're going to have to go get them, because if they make the playoffs and have a third straight first round out, that's not going to be good enough.
Tim, I'm sure you saw owner David Rubenstein's comments at the beginning of spring training saying that there is no spending ceiling and all of the resources are there and empowering Mike Elias, but we have still yet to see a true multi-year deal contract given out. Tyler O'Neill, of course, has an opt-out after this year. Does it feel like the Orioles are being too passive in this wide-open window right now with all of these young guys?
There's certainly some truth to that, but you know, when you got people like you have with the catcher and the shortstop and with, you know, Jackson Holliday and others, you got to pick and choose. You got to know when to strike to sign these guys long term. And I think they will sign two of these guys long term because they have to. But Gunnar Henderson is going to get so much money in free agency. I mean, the Juan Soto contract is going to help him. He's 23 years old. He's got this incredible track record for such a young guy. He's a great player. And Adley Rutschman, if he comes back from that, you know, the poor second half that he has and establishes himself again as a premier young catcher in the big leagues, at some point soon, you're going to have to say, all right, we got to get one or both these guys sign long term, because it sends a message to the entire team, not to mention the fan base.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You've covered this sport for a long time. I think you probably have a unique perspective on this, the MLB Players Association, and their strengths and weaknesses and certain things that are probably non-starters. What is your opinion on owners, especially owners who maybe have only been in the league for a year, kind of like talking about a salary cap or pining for a salary cap or wishing for a salary cap? Like, it doesn't do a whole lot for me because I just kind of think it's a bit of a waste of time and sort of grandstanding. But what do you think of that? Like, John Angelos used to talk about that, and I don't know. It just doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Yeah, well, I covered the 81 strike, and we were talking about the salary cap back then, and we're still talking about the salary cap. And, again, this isn't breaking news, but I talked to some people in spring training, and I didn't find a whole lot of people who were encouraged about where baseball is going from a labor standpoint. Yes, there are some owners who say that spending is got to stop at some point, and the only way to stop it is to get a salary cap, when we all know from the 81 strike and every other work stoppage, we're not going to get a salary cap without something else happening here. So this is why people in the business and people in the industry are, it's early, but they're a little bit worried. If we're going to push for a salary cap and the union's going to push back, which it is, because it always has, then it's possible down the line that we could have some sort of work stoppage, and that obviously would not be a good thing for baseball. It never has been. I'll never forget the 94 strike, how long it took to come back from that. If it weren't for Cal Ripken and Lou Gehrig, you know, it would have stalled much longer. So let's hope everyone gets together on this, but at this point, I think there's a long way to go to get together.
Tim, last thing for you. You talk about the Orioles needing more pitching. There seems to be these names that are floated out about trade candidates pitching-wise. I know the Padres have a couple, King and Cease. I've seen Sandy Alcantara's name mentioned. Could you see a pitching trade, not necessarily the Orioles, but someone trading for a pitcher before the start of the season?
Yes, I think so. Dylan Cease is really good for the Padres, but the Padres are cutting payroll, even though they have a very good team. Michael King has tremendous stuff, and it's possible one of those two guys will be dealt. I'm not sure why I would trade either one, because if they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to need both of those guys. And I saw the Marlins yesterday, and Alcantara has come back. He's throwing hard again. He's a former Cy Young winner. And since they are in a complete rebuild, I wouldn't be shocked if they traded not only their best pitcher, but one of the best pitchers in the game. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but yes, that name is out there. And, you know, when teams get to the end of spring training, end of March, and they're a little weak, maybe we'll see a trade there. But trades are really hard to come by, especially for quality starting pitching, because if you have them, you usually keep them.
Tim Kirchen, always great talking to you, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, fellas, take care.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we continue talking some baseball. It's Twib Notes. We'll hear from Aaron Boone on Giancarlo Stanton, Alex Cora about his new pitcher, Garrett Crochet, and Dave Roberts talks about his new toy, Roki Sasaki. It's Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.